Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with licensed psychologist Dr. John Delatorre today. We're in this segment going to focus on Suicide Watch and Rex Heuerman. He was recently taken off of Suicide Watch, and I'm hoping that John can give us some context to this. Those of us on the outside looking in look at this and go, it looks pretty damning for him. I would think that he may be someone who would want to end it, possibly, to take him off Suicide Watch. Is that a good idea?
I think the problem with the Suicide Watch is that it's too taxing on the resources of the facility, okay, of the jail facility. So I think, do I think he needs to be constantly monitored? Of course, but I have no reason to assume that he wouldn't be constantly monitored given it's a secure facility. I just don't know that he needs to be in a smock and like all the different kinds of things that are associated with Suicide Watch. I'm not entirely convinced he needs that stuff, though.
Give us some education on that. When someone is on Suicide Watch, what is different than just a normal day in jail for someone who would not be on it?
Yeah. So, I mean, so he's pre-adjudication. So he's going to be in a completely separate area. I mean, yes, he's going to be around other people who have been adjudicated for a crime. But what I mean is that he's going to have a lot more restrictions in what he's able to do and where he's able to go and all different kinds of things, because he's technically hasn't been convicted of a crime yet.
Sure.
When someone's on Suicide Watch, not only are there more frequent looks at his cell. Generally, people who are pre-adjudication are segregated, so they're not with, you know, the general population. They're with other pre-adjudicated individuals, so they're often just kind of in their cell the entire time, not really interacting with anyone. So constantly monitored, probably every 15 minutes, but they're also put in a smock, right? It's a vest that you see it on other true crime shows and stuff like that, where it's like a green or it's a brown vest.
Okay.
It looks like a bulletproof vest, but it's actually just meant to prevent the person from harming themselves. And then once Suicide Watch is done, all of that stuff is kind of lifted. And while they're still segregated and they're still kind of just basically in their cell the entire time, there's less frequency in monitoring them.
What is the determination to take someone off of a suicide watch?
You know, I don't even know why he was placed on a suicide watch. I can imagine that there was concern that because he got caught, that he might decide to engage in self-harm. But that's usually you're on suicide watch because you've made claims of harming yourself or harming other people. Just the fear of you doing that, it shouldn't really be enough. So without really knowing why, it's a medical doctor that's ultimately going to make the decision as to whether or not someone is going to be taken off the suicide watch list. And then they will confer with the main security officers, lieutenants and captains who are in charge of that facility, as to make the final determination as to whether or not it will happen.
Interesting. As far as we know, he has not been visited by any of his family members. We've been told that there have been several people in the public who have tried to go and visit him. He's turned them all away, and rightfully so. It just seems like true crime fans trying to get one-on-one with a suspected murderer. But when we're talking about the family of Rex, they are talking about filing a claim against law enforcement involved in the raid that was happening at their home. They're making claims of valuables shattered, beds destroyed, drain pipes being taken out of the bathroom, and a lot of clutter. I think this house probably was a hoarder house before the raid, and it's an even more disorganized hoarder house after the raid. Do they have any sort of case against law enforcement for the way that they handled the investigation into their house, or do they just kind of need to take a step back here and go, yeah, this sucks, but they were doing their job? Person in your home that you've been living with, calling dad or father, is a suspected serial killer.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's going to depend on what the warrant says. So if the warrant says that they're able to search kind of everywhere, right? If just like some kind of blanket warrant where they can just come into the house and search everything, then there's potential that the police officers could have, you know, started destroying beds, breaking down walls because the warrant says that you can check everywhere. And since you don't know what's going on, and if you're walking into a house that may potentially be overstuffed with materials, then you don't really know what you're looking for. The problem is that it's unlikely that police had such a blanket warrant. Generally, you need to have some kind of probable cause statement to enter, and you're looking at specific rooms. So they may, in fact, have a case if the warrant doesn't allow for a search of every place. Like, let's say it's plain view, then the police officers may not necessarily have the ability to just kind of start destroying things, mm-hmm. furniture and other items like that, because that's not plain view. If you have to open something up, that's not plain view. So there's potentially a case, but it really just depends on what the warrant says.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.